Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, one of our writers was really busy last night, and he joins us this morning, Dave Hyde from the Sun Sentinel. At opening night for the back-to-back Stanley Cup champion Panthers, and I started the show on the hustle. Out of all that celebration, the way they played, especially in that first period, the confidence, believing in that system, even though some of the names on the back of the jerseys have changed, you're still getting the same, we know how to win in this system. It's incredible to watch, Dave.
Yeah, it's almost what you expect now with the Panthers. And, you know, what a night it was. You know, I was thinking two times this decade, both with the Panthers, two times the previous decade with the Heat. You had the Heat and the Marlins in the previous. So like every twice a decade, you get to really experience something like that where – you know, it's something, if you're a longtime Panther fan, you know how to appreciate that. Players with their arms locked around each other, the banner going up, the yeah. coaches standing behind the bench. And then to come out and play like that, where they showed you, again, who they are. You got A.J. Greer scoring the goal, first goal, getting in the first fight, and Mackie Samoskevich. You know, I have to.
That's all right. Samoskevich, you did a nice job.
Spell it.
Mackie, no, it's good.
We'll get used to it.
Former first round pick, stud.
Two assists, and Boakvist with the game winner. So they're using their third and fourth lines just like you expect. And they really dominated the game. And it was a close game because. Chicago had a couple breaks that they converted, but great night.
Stick to the system, play hard, and good things will happen, and they all believe, man. Of course, everybody wants to play with a winner, so there they go. Hey, so I got to flip it over. 1-4 now with this Dolphins team. It doesn't look like Stephen Ross is going to – he's going to give everybody more opportunity to see if this thing gets better and if it can get turned around. There's a lot of frustration with the fan base. Dave, you know that already from the comments your readers have.
How about the writers? We got to watch this for the last two decades, you know, mediocrity to below. Well, let's talk about the Panthers again, Joe.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Let's go.
So here's my question for the Dolphins the rest of the way. What do they want to accomplish? What do they want to do? Do they want to
I can answer that.
Just develop the young guys? Do they obviously Mike and Chris want to save their jobs. I think we're past that point. This season at 0-3, 12 days in, it was sunk. Teams just don't come back. And the way they're playing just keep playing is just saying how badly it's sunk. But what do they want to do? Do they want to develop young guys? Do they want to up high? And they've done this, so let's not talk about the purity of the game or anything like that. Do they want to tank? Because that should be on the table, in which case they have to obviously get rid of Mike and put someone else and make some other decisions to do it right this time. You know, what do they want to do? And that's always been the question for the Dolphins, you know, that just in the Chris Greer era of 10 years or 7 years or 4 years, however he wants to parse it up, their direction and purpose has been questionable for me.
So you know, if you tell the whole head coach and GM, hey, we're going to go a little different direction. So the answer, what they're thinking right now, is we got to win. We got to try to get back to 500. I'm looking at our schedule. We just got to play better, and they think it's going to come together. But they're all in to win as many games as possible. Yep. And for Chris Greer and Mike, because he's got to develop, his coaching staff needs to develop, these young guys start playing a lot better and get where you're going, wow, we got a lot of young guys that we can build around now, because that's not the case right now. That is not the case with what you're getting.
Wow. The draft class, I was all in on playing the young guys. I get it. Okay, this is what they got to do, develop. And now I'm like, I'm still saying you got to play them, but maybe not. Can you not play them as much? Do they need to be layered into the season a little more rather than thrown out there to sink or swim? Because they're virtually all sinking. I mean, it's surprising. You know, your first two picks, you expect, obviously you don't expect greatness out of them, but you expect decency out of a first round and second round pick, even on the lines, where obviously, to me, the defensive line, that's the hardest. Defensive tackle is probably the hardest position to step in and play in the NFL, just because you go from playing, you know, literally boys in college to grown men who have everything, yeah, technique and everything down. So I understand Kenneth Grant. I expected a curve just like Christian Wilkins, where he was okay as a rookie, nothing
yeah,
special.
That's true.
But each year he developed into something more, and to the point that you had a really good defensive tackle, and that's really what I expected from him. And right now, you know, Pro Football Focus has him as the worst defensive lineman, and Savanaya over at guard as the worst guard. So what do you do? Do you keep playing them, or do you keep playing them but play them less? And because their confidence has to be shot. I mean, there's no way you get. You look at the tape of Sunday's game, and it's like he's on roller skates.
Yeah,
you know,
it was bad. So I keep playing, and I throw Zeke Biggers in there and say, Zeke, get ready to go. Right. We drafted you three guys. We're going to keep playing you. But I do agree, if Austin Clark goes back to Anthony Weaver and says, hey, one of my guys lost some confidence. Now, look, it's not a good look for any coach to say, one of my guys lost his confidence. What do we do? But if you do get in that situation, and I say this, we had a couple of pass rushers. Their former first-round picks have lost their confidence, and they were done. Hell, they were – we found out they had other problems on top of it. But, yeah, I do worry about that. You throw those guys out there, and now all of a sudden they're not having success. You got a problem. And that doesn't just get turned around unless you're playing against somebody really, really bad.
I don't think I've seen running lanes like that.
The
NFL, that a bad running team with their backup running back and a third string guard in Carolina, for three quarters, they dragged that Dolphin defense up and down the field in every which way. And here comes the Charger team. Now, this will be interesting. They've lost their two franchise tackles
right
for the season. Their guard, Mekhi Becton, their big free agent they went out and got, he played part-time last week, so maybe he's back full-time this week. They're down their top two running backs. They're down to practice squad running backs.
Right.
So maybe it's an even battle against the Dolphins' running defense.
So Slater, as you said, Slater and Joe Alt, high first-round picks, franchise, you know.
That's how they built the identity. That's how John Jim Harbaugh built the identity of his team.
And now you got one with a high ankle sprain, the other one's out for the year, and the two running backs, including your first-round running back that you drafted, are out. So it's – I mean, it doesn't guarantee a win, but it should be like if there's ever a time to get somebody when they're just down so many guys that they might start to look like the Ravens from injury, it would be this team – this Sunday. But we obviously, that doesn't take care of, that doesn't wash away all the problems this team has. Stephen Ross is, again, stuff's pretty much has said, hey, we got to get more competitive. He wants to keep winning games, and I don't think they're going to give up on this season, Dave. They're going to keep trying to win. Hey, now we got to win more. You know, now we got to win 9 of 30, you know, whatever. I feel like
I don't think they're going to give up on it now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
At what point do they give up on it, though, if it keeps going this way?
Well, that decision's got to be made. Everything, by the way, at this point,
it's got to be made by Ross. Absolutely.
Owner, 100% Stephen Ross. I don't even throw, by the way, and I don't know how much he listens to Tom Garfinkel at this point. I wish he would, but I don't know how involved Tom is, but I do wonder if he goes, hey, this thing's not going anywhere. We're kind of stuck. Let's try to get a higher draft pick. I don't know. Because then you got to deal with guys figuring it out, veteran guys, and you know that's always the worry about some of the veteran guys. Dave, I thought it was going to look better. I bought into the front seven, even with the young guys, they were going to be really good day one, and it just wasn't realistic what I was thinking with this group, especially the big guys.
I was with you in that. I thought 8 wins. I thought they'd be a mediocre team, as the young guys would be layered into the franchise and develop. And you'd say, you look at the end of the season, say, okay, we got some young guys. And maybe they still do. You can't write off the rookie class, obviously.
Oh, no, they got to keep playing. Oh, no. I told Austin Clark before the game, keep playing them. Keep playing them. Don't stop. Yeah, I don't care. Keep playing them.
I'm not sure. Look, if young guys make mistakes, that's fine. The problem is when they're costing you games, like – these lines are. I don't know where the line is where you drop and say, okay, we're going to sit him down for his own good to watch for a little bit. And I don't know. And the other point is, I don't know if they have anybody to sit him down for. They had to go off on the practice squad route to get Cole Strange to fill in because they got a couple other injuries at their backup guards. And defensive tackle, I don't know. I don't think they have anybody back there but the rookies. So they have to play them. But there are standards, and they aren't meeting them right now.
Yeah. You think things start, human nature is when you're not having success, that you got three different parts of this thing, front office, coaching staff, and players, that there starts to become a crack when things aren't going well and finger-pointing starts and who's got whose ear and, you know, everybody starts trying to save jobs. You think we're at that point yet?
Well, it was interesting to hear Mike McDaniel talk about
Anthony Weaver.
Yeah, the schemes and basically, if you run that quote again, that was interesting in that. But you know what? I don't really care. Let's go to the top. Mike and Chris Greer are tied. They're married. They're together. It doesn't matter if one's upset with the other or what. If I'm Stephen Ross, you brought them as a package, and for the most part that I've seen the last few years, they've worked well together. I mean, the work hasn't been good, but they've worked well together. But Ross has some decisions to make, and let's face it, his football decisions haven't been very good with the Dolphins. Look at his hires. There's his best decisions, you know, here's something good for Dolphin fans. The best decisions they've made on interim coaches, Todd Bowles and Dan Campbell. Now, there are two coaches. Look at what they're doing in the NFL. They've gone on and had really good coaching careers and head coaching careers.
I agree.
And whereas the guys the Dolphins hire and their ex-coaches,
Dave, who's in on that decision? I know Barry Jackson talks about some of this stuff in his article in the Herald today. It's a great point. Like, who sits there when they all, you know, and you bring in all your guys that have a chance, all the candidates come in? Who's sitting there that you trust?
Who has Ross's ear, right?
Yes.
So at the start of when he came in, it was Mike D. Remember Mike D? He had Ross's ear because I had some conversations with him, and then Matt Higgins had a big voice.
Mike
Tannenbaum. And when they went to the tank, it was Tom Garfinkel. He had Ross's ear, and that was the way they went. So I'm looking around, and I assume it's still Tom because there isn't anybody else sitting there walking around with him at the start of games the way the guy, whoever had the ear of the king, was always walking around, and Tom still is. So I assume,
yeah.
You know, and you talk about a business genius, is Tom. The money he's made and the decisions on the business.
Oh, he's a rock star. Absolutely. Yeah.
Now, football, you know, the franchise hasn't made good football decisions in a quarter century.
No.
But that Panther pennant really looked good last night, Joe.
Boy, I could tell, man. The Panther fans looked like they were having fun. We all needed that last night. And by the way, the 5 o'clock start, thank you so much. God bless you. I really appreciate it, being able to watch the whole thing, and it was great.
I did too. But what are they doing to the Panthers? They give them the 5 o'clock start.
Don't try to put a negative spin on this.
Rangers to get the national
bigger hockey mark. I don't care. Whatever it was.
It was good for me though. It was good for me.
Let's be selfish, Dave. 5 o'clock's okay. It didn't seem to affect our fan base. That place was packed, man. It was. Not affecting.
I get to use all my good adjectives when I'm writing with the Panthers, and all my I just trot out the bad ones with the.
No, man, I feel half dirty when I leave here. I do. Yep. I feel like I need an extra shower, and then you know I got to go be around them, and I just know, like, you know, yeah, it's
good therapy
sucks,
talking
man.
To you, Joe. Though, you know,
I
feel better. I feel better. Like I should give you a couple $100.
Well, listen, you and 40 other guys that I'm going to start calling out that are calling me to talk and giving me their opinion. I think I'm going to start calling them all out. David, thank you, buddy. I appreciate it.
All right, Joe.
Dave Hyde from the Sun Sentinel joining us this morning. All right, hey.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.